Number one, that because when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. It becomes sin when we act and submit to the temptation, and sin involves the added step of some sort of action on our part. That is, that when desire comes, verse 15, here we go, then when desire has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin when it's finished, and that's what I want you to underline, that word death. That death could be spiritual death, or it could be a physical death. A physical death, that is the third state involved, that is the consequences of sin. That is the danger of sin. If you got your sheet, just write Galatians 6 there. Galatians chapter 6, all right? If you need a sheet, you really need that sheet. You don't have one. I think it's the second or third time we pass it out. But Galatians chapter 6, and we'll get you one after a while, not now. But Galatians chapter 6, that's the consequences of sin. When he talks about that, verse 5, for every man shall bear his own burden. See, and that is Galatians 6, 5, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, so shall he reap. See, that's the consequences of sin. Galatians 6, verses 4 through verse 8 of the whole chapter in relationship to, I call the law reciprocity. That is the consequences of sin. So if there's some key words that you need to denote, number one, you need to understand desire, that is lust, opportunity, prevail, what the devil utilizes, that is to cause us to be conceived. Now, it got to be action on our part when we act and submit. See, lust can be there, see, and it can come upon us, but we don't have to act and we don't have to submit. See, we can stop it like Jesus did, amen. It was put there, opportunity was there, but he stopped it, amen. You don't have to act on it, you don't have to submit on it. Because when you act on it, submit on it, on the end result toward the flesh, it's going to be death. See, you ain't going to get around it. See, and all of us have faced that in some form or fashion. If you told the truth, amen. Because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And all sin works the same way. See, either you there with somebody who you had no business being with, you someplace you ain't got no business being with, or where it may be. The reason why you need to mark 2 Corinthians 6, where he talks about, come ye out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord. Know who your friends is, know your surroundings, know your environment. See, because you don't want to do anything to be able to cause the flesh to flare up. See, or cause opportunity to arise. See, I don't care what it may be. It may be a job. It may be a family member. Because, see, once you let this happen because of this action, when we submit, or when we act on it, at that point, the only consequence is death. That is, if it's a spiritual death, you can't even be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. You can't worship. See, oh, that's in vain, because John 9:31, well, sin is God is not, amen. Sin separates us from God, amen. See, and that's the act that we need to understand. And I think sometimes when things happen in our life, we take it for granted, we don't see the importance of it, and we don't sit back and look at that situation and ask ourselves the question, well, why did this happen? Where was I at when it happened? When did it happen? See, why did it happen? See, you need to answer all those questions in order to be able to straighten those things out. Because if you don't never straighten it out, the devil know it ain't straightening out. And the devil know he ain't straightening out, the devil going to keep on working on it. See, he going to keep on working on it. Because he know you ain't got it straightened out. See, he know you ain't got that lust under control. See, he know you letting opportunity prevail. You understand what I'm saying? It's like yesterday, we had a wonderful time, didn't we? And I kept playing around with them. I kept saying, well, here I'm on a diet, but see, opportunity is here. You understand? See, a man on a diet ain't got no business being around bacon, eggs, pancakes, all you could eat. Amen. See, and I tried to control myself. I kept saying, well, I'm just going to eat one plate and be through with it. But I kept seeing Hemp coming back and John coming back and Frazier coming back. I kept seeing everybody come back with more food. Opportunity just was there. Then I told myself, well, one more little small place. You know, sometimes we try to pacify desire. I try to justify desire. But a man on a diet, a man who has a problem, has no business being around things that cause the problem to be. So that's the reason why you need to come ye out from among them. And if you hadn't marked this in your Bible, you just need to, please. And then we're going to move over. Second Corinthians. I want you to mark that. Okay? 6. Please mark it. 6. And really, I want you to start reading verse number 14 all the way through 18. All right? By being unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. But really, I want you to mark verse 17, where it says, wherefore come out from among them. And underline that word them, because see, sometimes we have to make it personal. What's them? Who's them? See, what do I need to come ye out from among them? And don't sit here and say you don't have no dems in your life, because you do. I do, amen. We all do. The Apostle Paul do. He prayed 3 times to remove the thorn from his flesh. But see, the devil don't want you to say you don't have no dems. We all have dems, amen. See, but we have to really look at that and understand what he's saying here. He said, wherefore come ye out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. That is, you got to separate darkness and light, right and wrong. Amen. And we know it's wrong if it don't match up to this book. It makes no difference who it may be. But Jesus says, you got to hate your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. See, in order to love him, to keep his commandments. And sometimes we just have to make that decision in our life. If you want to go to heaven. See, if you want to go to heaven, if you're going to be able to control a spiritual death or a physical death. Because it may turn to a spiritual death, but you keep on playing with it, it can be a physical death. Sin will kill you. See, if we could go out to the cemetery and ask the question, how many of you died because of sin? A whole lot of people probably would get up if they could. See, because sin will kill you. Amen. See, and that's the point that you need to understand in relationship to what he's saying here in verse number 15. So mark that. I also put 1 Corinthians 6:19 by that too. Because I want you to put that there, because it said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And you want to preserve that temple. Because see, where sin is, Colossians 3:16, not going to work. The word of God not going to dwell in you, because God did not dwell in dirty temples. Sinful temples. Amen. Holy temple. Here to dwell in a spiritual holy temple. Amen. See, that's the reason why, one more time, go to 2 John 9. See, that's the reason why this is so important too. 2 John 9, he talks about whosoever transgressed. See, God is no respecter of person. I don't think God wants our lives right. Amen. Because John 14:6 ain't but one way. Amen. I don't know when people think that they can do what they want to do when they want to do and still please God. See, I tell a brother the other day, I saw a picture of someone who said they are Christian, and the way they were dressed in that picture, I don't even want that person to identify me with a Christian, because Christians just don't dress that way. And I'm going to the daddy. I told my wife, if that was my daughter, I wouldn't have even went out the house looking like that. You know why? Because accountability, amen. The father going to be held responsible, amen. Amen. See? And that's the way the devil works. Some people say, well, Brother Lyles, you being too judgmental. The devil starts small and ends up big. You got to stop before you can get what? Started. Amen. See, because sin is sin, amen. Sin just don't start just because it just pops up today. Amen. It's a process. See, desire, lust. You got to let your body control you, but you control your body. Amen. You got to know what sin is. 1 John 3:4, James 4:17, Hebrews 10:26. Sin is transgression. The Bible says avoid all appearances of evil. Amen. The Bible talks about different scriptures. Amen. Let your light shine. We are the salt of the earth. Amen. We are those written epistles written in the hearts of all men. See, we are God's ambassadors, amen. But how are you going to be God's ambassador when you look just like the world? Amen. And if we don't start to need to teach them when they're young, see, when they get old, it's kind of difficult to teach them, amen. You got to teach them now. You got to be the example for them now. You can't tolerate sin now, amen. Now, y'all can say what you want to say. It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. And regardless of how you like it, it's still wrong. Amen. Because we ain't got but one way, amen. Am I right? See? Because you go to 2 John 9, it says here, whosoever transgress and abideth, and then I know the word not in the doctrine of Christ. Well, how do you abide not in the doctrine of Christ? By not keeping God's commandments. Amen. By being unequally yoked. But not coming ye out from among them. But not being separate, said the Lord. That's how you do it. Anytime we sin and we don't submit. Anytime we submit. Anytime we act upon sin or lust and is conceived, we do not abide in the doctrine of Christ. And there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You can say and say all you want to. Well, you know, Lord, I just couldn't. Well, you know, Lord, I just couldn't. God not going to accept no excuses. Especially James 4:17, to him who knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's a sin. Amen. How many of us knew that if you live, that this week will have a first day? Seriously, just raise your hand. How many of you knew that if you live, that this week will have a first day? Y'all with me? Now, what do Christians do every first day of the week? Worship. We assemble when the whole church come together in one place, right? Am I right? To worship God in spirit and in truth. This congregation has agreed that at 9:30 we're going to come, amen, the whole church in one place, amen, to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, amen, to encourage one another, to build one another. Did you not know that? Somebody just called you and you just found out about 8:30. Y'all see where I'm going? Amen. Same way. You say, I got to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know that, don't you? Am I right? They're not going to call you at 7 o'clock and say, could you come in at 8? You already know that, right? So therefore, you're making plans to what? Be there. Well, if you can make plans to do that, how come you can't make plans to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth? See, that's what he's talking about when you abide not in the doctrine of Christ. Now you say, well, Al Lodge, you be a little too nitpicky. No, I'm not. If it's nitpicky, talk to us. Talk to Nate Abbott about you. Talk to all those people who died in the days of Noah. Talk about all those people when they sinned, God literally opened up the whole earth. Talk to Ananias and Sapphira. I can go on and talk to David. He was a man after God's own heart, wasn't he? And I can go on and give you numerous examples. Talk to Moses. Moses never entered into the promised land. He led the people out, but never got in. Ain't that something? Why? Because he abided not. See, this is no good. This is no good to understand this if we justify wrong. Or we appease wrong. Amen. See, we are one family, we are one body, and we are accountable one to another. I don't have no problem with you correcting my child if it's according to the book. Amen. Is that right? See, and we got to get back to that because see, we've gotten away from that because we're so afraid that we're going to hurt one another's feeling. See, I'd rather hurt your feeling of melanin now than if you stand on judgment day and hear him say, depart from me, I never knew you. That's what he's going to say. Depart from me, I never knew you, ye worker of what? Iniquity. Where sin is, God is not. You understand? And that's the way we got to think. We got to think that way, because see, if you don't think that way, you can't examine that way. See, if you don't think that way, you're not going to examine that way. See, I was laughing at Catherine yesterday. I was telling them about that teacher marked, I had the right answer, but I had the wrong minus and plus size by. And I said, well, that's right. It was wrong. It was wrong. How can a negative be a positive? It was a negative, supposed to be a negative, right? It was a positive, supposed to be a what positive? See? And I had nerve to go up to him. So you marked me wrong. He said, Mr. Lyle, it's supposed to be a negative. You had a positive. He said, wrong. I said, I got the right answer. He said, I don't care. I got my feelings hurt. But if I thought about it, it was wrong. Because it's a difference. Am I right? Y'all see what I'm saying? And that same thing in God's word. See, and that's the reason why he says here, go back and look right quick. He said, whosoever transgressed by none of Dr. Christ, see, has not. Man, that's serious right there, man. To be here and has not. Do you not know that people go to church there and have not? There's going to be churches of Christ here in Birmingham that have not. There's going to be people here today that not going to be able to have not. Not to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. They're going to be there. Have not Christ. Have not Christ. See, have not God. He that abideth in the darkness of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. Now, this is the next stage. Because, see, what you want to do is preserve your spirituality. See. Because, see, you don't want opportunity to come up here that cause us to sin. Amen. Because he said the next verse, he said, if thou come in unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that bid him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deed. Now, what was somebody saying? Brother, if you don't care nothing about your spirituality, that you need to repent and let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse you, why in the world I'm going to let you jeopardize minds? I'm not going to let you do it. Amen. It's time for Matthew 18:15. Amen. Because we're not going to tolerate sin. Because if we tolerate sin, we lose everything. See, we don't have nothing. See, not only will you become spiritual dead, we all be dead. Amen. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So go back to John right quick. Let's read on. I got to move on. But I've spent a lot of time on this here because I want you to see it. Then, verse 16, he said, do not err. See, my beloved brethren, and I know on that word brethren, because there's the 27, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say 27, right? See, you can't get past the book of Acts, don't go to the book of Romans. Amen. Because the book of Romans to Jews is for brethren, amen, for the church. Amen. Brethren, amen. We who are saved, amen. Amen. Go back to verse 12. He says in verse 12, James 1, see, we who are blessed because we endure temptation. See, because when we have been tested, see, what? We have received the crown of life based on the promise which was in Christ Jesus. Everyone, we can call ourselves what? Brethren, amen. So because we are brethren, we don't want to err, do we? See, we don't want to err. Amen. God, we got the power of the word of God. Am I right? And then it says here, every good gift. And I love this here. See, Ty James, what we've been talking about on Wednesday night, 14. What we've been talking about, John 14. 14. You know, John 14, 14, he said, if you ask, anything in my name, I will do it. See. Now, it got to be by his authority. Amen. See, it got to be based on the word. Everyone say every decision we make will be made by the book. Am I right? By the authority of Matthew 20:18. Am I right? See, all authority and power have been given to him. He is the head of the church. Amen. Amen. And we're heirs of God. We're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:16-17. Amen. See, that's the reason why, brethren, amen. See, it's so important that when the whole church comes together in one place, amen, we come together, everybody be here, so we can grow together, amen. So we can mature together, amen. So that we can all be of the same mind, of the same judgment. Because everything got to be done by the name. Once you get outside authority, you're all messed up. You're unequally yoked. Amen. A lot of people go to that scripture, John 14:14, and say, well, if I ask anything, see, he'll do it for me. No. He didn't say that. He said, by my name. Because, see, you got to know the difference between want and need. Because everything you want, you might not need. Amen. That's a difference. A lot of times, people want because they're greedy. Amen. See, wealth state you find yourself in, be content. Amen. And that's something you have to learn. Amen. Husband and wife have to learn that together. Amen. Because you train together and you're one. Amen. And you learning what my authority is. Amen. Amen. You with me? So when you go back to here, James, he said, every good gift, what's a good gift? A good gift that is sanctioned by his authority. Amen. Anything that's going to cause you to transgress against God's word is not good. I'm just going to say it. Anytime you got to forsake the assembling to satisfy the flesh, go against authority. Because it's nothing more important, brethren, than the Lord's day. It makes no difference what's going on. Amen. This is the Lord's day. Like when the whole church come together in one place for a purpose to worship God in spirit and in truth. Am I right? See, so you say, every good gift. Well, what's a good gift? Well, it's a gift that's sanctioned by God. Amen. Amen. Sometimes people say, oh, I've been blessed by the casino. How can you be blessed by the devil? Amen. A lot of people say, well, I got a good wife. How can you have a good wife when she's contrary to the word of God? That's not good. I might well just say it. You're unequally yoked. Am I right? You with an unbeliever. Amen. That's not a good gift. Amen. See, but here we go again. Sometimes we don't want to see that because it's difficult based on conscience to go contrary to what we want. But that's what you want. I don't know why you want it. You know why you want it. Amen. See? But that's not a good gift. Am I right? See, it got to be sanctioned. Because the second part said, if it's a good gift, it got to be a perfect gift. Now, I don't mean that it's perfect in relationship to just perfect like God is. That it's a gift that is a working gift. That some has a potential to mature and perfect and get better and better and better. It's like being married to a woman. I told my wife the other day, you're getting gooder and gooder. She said, she started laughing like a little girl. That made her feel so good. But it's telling the truth. Because see, we know it's good, the gift, right? And because it's good, it's perfect. Because we try to do it, and we're working on doing it by the authority. Amen. Because see, once you get outside the authority, brother, and you ain't got nothing. See, you lose the good gift, and it can't be a perfect gift because it's not sanctioned by God. You understand what I'm saying? And you got to see that. Now, what violates that is death. Opportunity. You put yourself in. Desire. That when it's conceived, we act and submit. Then that's a sinful action on our part that causes us to be spiritually dead. Amen. Because see, if you sit down and told the truth, and you really told the truth, and you really told the truth, and ask that question, what's that action that caused me to submit, to be conceived, to put me in an opportunity that caused lust to work? You'll tell the truth because you know what it is. Now, whether you want to admit it, that's between you and the Lord. But I tell you one thing, as long as you don't admit it, the devil got you. You got to turn it loose. You got to let it go. But how are you going to turn something loose and let it go when you won't say I'm wrong? You got to say I'm wrong. You got to know what it is. Amen? Am I right? Well, go back to James. So go back to James 4. Okay, look at James 4 right quick. Because see over in James 4, he talked about that over in James 4. He said, if you don't submit yourself therefore to God, that's the key. If you don't give your life over to God, If you don't seek ye first the kingdom of God, if you don't offer your bodies a living sacrifice to God, you're not going to be able to resist the devil. Now, you may say, well, I come to church sometimes. Sometimes it's better than no time. That ain't good enough. Because God said, I'm a jealous God. If he can't have all of you, he don't want none of you. Amen. And then when you prioritize something over God, because you have made the wrong choice between want and need, because something you want, you got to miss church to keep it, you're playing in the hands of the devil. Amen. Because you can't submit. And when you're not going to be able to submit, you're not going to resist. You just can't resist. It ain't going to happen, folks. I don't care who you are. It just ain't going to happen. Amen. That's why he said, if you ask anything in my name, see, it got to be through submission. You got to be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. You can't have hardly come up in here. You just can't come up here when you want to come up in here. Amen. Because the more, when you don't come, you don't grow. You don't mature. Because see, when the devil know you don't put nothing in, know you're not such a body, the temple of the Holy Spirit, if you ain't got nothing in the temple, how the mindset of Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, gonna cause you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It ain't gonna happen. See, if you hadn't studied your Bible since last Sunday, we hadn't seen you since last Sunday, and you ain't picked up your Bible, you ain't pray, you ain't did none of those things, then you gonna come up in here? It ain't gonna happen. Amen. That's the law. Nothing from nothing equal what? As Jethro Bodine said, naught from naught equal naught. Amen. Is that right? So he said you got to submit to resist. Then when you submit and you resist, then you're going to draw. See, that's the reason why I'm so happy today. Amen. See, it's so good to see you, Brother Hewley. See, I'm so good to see all the saints. Amen. It's good. We're drawing. Amen. See, the singing, we sung, everybody will be happy over there. Amen. Wasn't that a good song? See, we're worshiping. Amen. See, it was just fantastic. See, at 9:25, when a lot of y'all were here, man, we was hugging, amen. Wasn't that right? And we were shaking hands. Weren't we doing a good job? Amen. Am I right? Because, see, it's good when the whole church can come together, amen. So I put my whole family out the house at 10 minutes of 9. I said, why are we leaving so early? I said, I want to make sure we get there. Don't take but 5 minutes to get here. Amen. Because I ain't want to miss nothing. Amen. I want to get for the kickoff. Get a good seat in the house. Am I right? Y'all with me? See? Well, see, you got to submit, you got to resist, and then when you draw, then look at the next verse, verse 10. See, then he said he will humble you. See, when he humble you to exalt you, to base you, then, brethren, you will be able to say, I have sinned. See, them. Wherefore come ye out from among them. You know what them dems in your life. And you examine yourself, 2 Corinthians 13:5, to be able to get that out. Amen. So it don't happen again. Am I right? See, that's the reason why I tell you all the time. See, it don't make no difference. I was 90 years old. I don't care if I've been in church 70 years. When I learn better, I'm going to do better. Just because we ain't done it in 80 years, that don't mean that we don't need to make corrections, am I right? I think Revelation 2:10 says, be thou faithful unto what? See, even if death gets you, keep on being faithful, amen? He who has an ear, let him do what? See, you got to hear, amen? See, you got to be able to hear, but see, you got to be humble so that he can exalt you so you can be able to make these changes. Because, see, when I begin to talk about that picture, Lord, you, I can see the expression on some of y'all's face. Why are you saying that? I got to say it because we can't tolerate it. Amen. Am I right? Y'all with me? So go back to every good gift. Every good gift. See, every good gift and every perfect gift is from, underline that word above. The above signifies spirituality. Am I right? That where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Amen. Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18. Amen. Am I right? See, above is spiritual malice. Not on what fleshly matter. See, you know what we make our mistake? We want good and perfect gifts from down here. Amen. See, we look at tangibility versus intangibility. We look at what we see versus what we don't see. See, faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of not things not seen. That substance is the word of God. Amen. See, a lot of times we make decisions. Y'all judge people how successful they are by how they look, what they have, where they live, how they dress. See, you can say, man, he's doing well. Well, he may be doing well on the outside, but inside he may be a mess. I'd rather be good on the inside and look like a bum on the outside. Because I got a good and perfect gift, and my thing is based on above. Amen. See, that's the way you got to see it. Because see, when you get inside right, outside gonna be right. Amen. Am I right? See, when you get your good and perfect gift that comes from above, and when you get your mindset straight, everything else gonna be all right. Amen. Because he said what? Well, he said what? Eric, whatever you ask in my name, amen. He said, I will do it for you. Amen. And I believe John 10:10, I came that you may have life, you may have more abundantly. I believe it's both spiritual and physical. But you've done it the right way. You've done it based on above. Amen. How many times you sit down and made a decision and you prayed about it? And you went back and let the word of God be a part of that decision before you made it? Or you just jumped up and made it? Because you saw it. You liked it. It was the right color. Amen. See, sometimes we make decisions like that, don't we? See, but see, it may not be a good and it may not be a perfect gift because it's not from above and coming down from the Father of lights, whom is no variable neither shall upturn. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, underlying the word us, Genesis 1:26, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I'm going to read that one more time. See, you better be careful. See, be careful by how you speak or what you hear. Slow to speak. Slow to wrath. And the reason why is because, see, you're slowing because everything you hear, it's not right. Am I right? See, everything you see on TV, everything you hear people say on work, everything you hear, see, you better what you hear, go back and back it up by God's word. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. And when you hear and you don't justify your hearing, how your speech is going to be right? Amen? See, it's like people who come to me all the time and they say, well, Al, how come you sit here and say that women got to keep silent? Well, I say, well, do you know why they can speak? No. Well, I can tell you. Did you ever consult the Bible? Faith come by hearing by the word of God before you make a statement like that that can't be backed up by the book? Wouldn't that make sense? If you're going to believe something, well, justify it. We're going to be judged according to our works, ain't we? What you believe, am I right? Am I right? Wouldn't that make sense? Or people say, well, y'all that church that don't use instrumental music, yes, so what? Well, why not? Well, do you know why you can use them? Well, I never thought about that. Well, I said, you need to. Because I know why I don't use them. Amen? You got a Bible? Let's walk through it. And I can show you. Now, if I can show you why I don't, you ought to show me why you could. Well, let me talk to my pastor. I don't want to talk to him. He ain't him. You want to ask the question. You believe it. If you believe it, you all know it, right? Same thing with us, am I right? Don't believe something and you can't back it up. Don't say something you don't have authority. Amen. Because, see, you hear it. See, what you hear, right or wrong, you're going to repeat it. Right or wrong. And it's going to cause you whether you're going to do right or going to do wrong. Right or wrong. Most people who say homosexuality is right or wrong can't give a biblical verse. They just don't know. But they do it and they accept it because it's the norm. Society accepts it. They don't have biblical authority to back it. Amen? It's based on what they hear, because that's all we hear. Amen? But they can't back it up. And then when you keep on playing with it so long and so long and so long and so long, it becomes a part of your thought pattern. Then once it becomes a part of your thought pattern, it becomes a part of your belief pattern. And when it becomes a part of your belief pattern, then when I go contrary, again, you go against the norm. Y'all with me? But see, we talking about good and perfect gift, am I right? Every good and perfect gift comes from above. And then it goes on to say, look what it says here. It says here, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Underline that word not. See, the wrath of man, what that mean, the wrath of man? Thing that can't be proven by the book. Right? See, man-made doctrine. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. See, worketh not the righteousness of God. Why? Because it's not a good and not a perfect gift. Y'all with me? Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness. Y'all see what I'm saying? Stop right here. Go back. You know what we ought to be doing? Y'all need to be underlining them words right there. What he mean by filthiness? What he mean by superfluity? I can't hardly say it. See? Naughtiness. See, you need to underline them words right there. Sign you get some pride of time. What do that mean? See, what you need to do, go back and look at the word and then make the meaning of the word mean something to you. So you mean, I don't want to be naughty. I don't want to be filthy. I don't want to be superfluity. Because you know what that word means. Amen? Am I right? See, because see, if you don't, you're not going to be able to receive and grasp the word which is able to save your soul. Because see, let me tell you something. Flush the spirit. This in between, right? See, it's something, Luke 8:11, sees the word that blocks the seed from penetrating. To receive with meekness, then grasp the word which is able to save your what? See, something is there. Is it naughtiness? Is it superfluity? See, is it any of those things above that causing the engrafted word? See, you know what hurt the church preaching? See, wrong preaching. People just don't preach no more. Preachers just don't teach no more. They're scared of whose feelings they're going to hurt. They're scared they're going to get ran away. Amen. You know why? Because people want to live in the world and do what they want to do. You can't do what you want to do, amen? I think he said preach the word in season, out of season, didn't he? See, that's my responsibility. Whether you like it or not, amen? Because see, it wouldn't matter to me. You wouldn't shake my hand when we leave here. Because see, I'm not trying to please you. I'm trying to please God, amen? Am I right? Will you be mad with me for doing that? Huh? Am I right? See, that's what you got to understand there, what's blocking that. But see, when you don't know what that DM is, a 2 Corinthians 6, see, we just, wherefore come ye out from among them. See, you're not going to never be able to cross that bridge to receive with meekness, there we go again, the engrafted word, because you don't submit, resist, and draw, and humble yourself. See, you got to be humble to be what? Exalted to be meek. Am I right? Am I right? To receive the engrafted word, and I go a little bit further. To receive that good and perfect gift that is from above, amen, so that you know how to control lust in your life. Does that make sense? I'm just trying to make it plain. I see when you don't do it, you're not going to be a happy husband, you ain't going to be a happy wife, you ain't going to have no happy house. Ain't not going to be happy about you. Now, devil, dang a carrot, I'm trying to give you a little joy. But he'll snatch that back from you. Because he don't want you to be happy. The devil do not want you to be happy. See, the devil do not want you to be happy. Now, he'll give you a little happiness. See, that's the reason why. Now, it makes no difference how bad your credit is. Got enough money, they'll give you a car. You know why they'll give you a car? Because, see, the devil wants you to work like a dog to pay for it so you don't have to serve God. Shake your head. Amen. True or false? Put your hand checking the vodka scope. I mean, you be checking Jesus' scope. What scope? Amen. You know why I say you're laughing, brother? You know why? I just told you, said, what's wrong? You asking my name, I will give it to you. Amen. Where else that you find yourself in, be what? My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. We can do all things through Christ. All things work out together for good for those who love. Y'all don't believe that? What in the world a FICO score got to do with that? Ain't nobody die and take nail CD with them. Ain't nobody died and took no bank account with them. Amen. And then it don't make sense to call yourself a Christian and to have abundant living to be in Christ Jesus and say you're a brother and you're not happy. That's what we're talking about, just being happy. I'm not talking about no phony happy. Sometimes you shake folks' hand, you know it's phony. Man, I shook my hand yesterday with a door knocking. He did like this here. I said, man, give me your old hand. He laughed. He didn't want to shake my hand. I made him shake it. I know it still was a phony when I told him to give it to me. Hey, y'all seen people like that, right? Phony. You don't want to be phony, be real. Amen. Am I right? I got something against you. Let's straighten it out. Amen. So we can move on down the road. Amen. We ain't gonna let this hatch us stay over. We're going to straighten it out right now. Because we got time. Because see, long we don't straighten it out, we're losing good and perfect gifts. Amen. Amen. Y'all with me? Ain't that good? Wow. I'm out of time. It's 10:31. Boy, this is so good. Y'all having a good time? All right? Let me give you some key words. I want you right now. Something you need to think about. All right? Here we go. Here are the words I want you to think about. Good gift. Perfect gift. Do not err. Good. Perfect. Hear. Speak. Wrath. Listen to what you hear so you know how to speak. So wrath. To receive engrafted word. Okay? Why? Why? Because the next verse says, verse 22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Then we're going to talk about it next week. Deceiving your own self. See, a lot of people hear, but they don't do. Amen. And when you hear and don't do, you ain't doing a fool in yourself. See, you sit up here hear what I'm saying. See, you sit up here hear what I'm saying. See, you sitting here hearing what I'm saying and not doing it. See, you're not doing no good. Amen? All right. We got a sheet for you. Brother Frazier gave it to us. And we'll put it in your book. Things you should know. All right. Boy, it's good stuff right here, man. To know that in the New Testament, the church is called. To know that the church was. To know that the members, what the members are called. Man, it's good. Pass one out to everybody, okay? Put this in your book. All right. Put it in your book. All right. Put it in your book. All right. Good. All right. All right. We're going to bow, have a word of prayer, and then we're going to take a few minutes and then we'll have our worship. Yes, sir. Go ahead.